Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Joining us is Rick Schlesinger, the president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. Rick, want to ask you about some of these fan favorites that are going to be coming in, and also what's happening on Monday at AmFam. But first, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you quickly just about the AmFam maintenance funding package, where that's at right now. I know originally it was something that Governor Evers had suggested be part of the two-year budget plan. That didn't happen. I know there's been some back and forth. Any update on that, where that stands right now as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, we're having a lot of productive discussions with all the folks in Madison, in the Assembly, the Senate, the Governor's office, and just working through a lot of the logistics mechanics and trying to come up with solutions. There's a willingness and a recognition that we want to get something done, which is great. The devil's in the details. So nothing specific to report right now, but I'm optimistic. I see a lot of good discussions happening, a lot of motivated people. And frankly, I think everybody understands the Stadium District has done a great job in partnership with us of keeping this ballpark in great shape, but it just needs money to keep going, and they don't have a revenue source. And everybody wants to make sure that they do have a revenue source.
Excellent. Optimism. That's great. Rick, wanted to ask you about Monday. So Pink is playing AmFam Field on Monday, which is fantastic and unique, and she puts on a great show from everything I've ever heard. But that could be a tangle for some folks because that's, of course, a work day, and there's going to be people heading home or driving through the interstate on that day. What do we need to know about what can happen on Monday and Monday afternoon?
Yeah, we're going to have 45,000 people coming for Pink at the same time that people are going to be leaving work. So we just ask people to plan ahead and expect traffic. And the best way to do that is sort of plan early. The parking lot's open at 3:30. The gates to the ballpark open at 5. There are several, opening acts. So what I would suggest is people plan getting there early. And even if they get in the ballpark at 5, there's plenty of things to do, and just get comfortable and just plan ahead and buy parking in advance on brewers.com, because I cannot guarantee that if you don't do that, you'll have a parking spot. And again, with traffic, just, be smart, plan ahead and be patient, and the show will be fantastic. But it'll be a little busy in the traffic afternoon, but I know people will get in and want to make it a great experience for everybody.
You know what you should do? Pink likes to hang from cables when she sings. We should do something where you open the roof up and shut it, open it, open, and swinging her back and forth from a cable. Could do something pretty unique there at that venue.
Yeah, that would be something. I would say unique. It might be not the safest thing. We want her to be safe and do other shows, but I think what we hear is that she really puts on an amazing show. And an incredible athlete as well as a great performer. So I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. And, I'll be there with my 45,000 closest friends.
Nice. Hey, Rick, I know you got a couple of, it's not just Pink, the legend coming back to American Family Field. You also have some former Brewers that I know a bunch of people here are very excited to get the chance to chat with, and CC Sabathia. What can you tell us about some legends returning home?
Yeah, and on August 25th for our game, CC Sabathia is coming back. The legendary trade in 2008 that propelled us to the postseason. He's been working with Major League Baseball. I've had a chance to get to know him, and he's just a tremendously first-class individual and was a great pitcher. So we are very fortunate he'll be back, and the first 20,000 fans are going to get a poster of that iconic Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline, Keg City, with him on the mound completing a game to get us in the postseason. Next day, Ben Sheets is being honored at the Brewers. He'll throw the first pitch, and obviously another great Brewers pitcher coming back. And it'll be great to see him. It's nice to sort of bridge the past with the current team. And I know all of our current players are excited to see these guys. And, some of them may be a little bit too young to remember when CC was pitching for us, but the legend lives on, and people really respect these guys and respect their performance. So I'm excited to have them back.
Meanwhile, the first place Brewers start a series in Chicago against the White Sox. Rick Schlesinger, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Rick, the president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers on Brewers 360, 752.